Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17 is our portion this afternoon. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray for now for the help of your Spirit, that he would fill us, even by your word that we have sung, and also now by your word as we read and hear it proclaimed, that you would attend us by his power, that you would join us and conform us to Christ by faith, that you would be glorified in your people. Which we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17, these are God's words. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So far, God's inspired and inerrant word. We are the redeemed. God has purchased us by the blood of Christ, who is himself God the Son, which is an amazing thing, so that the apostle even says in Acts chapter 20, when he is having his last interview in this life with the elders of this church to which he's writing, the church in Ephesus, that they are to take heed to themselves and their doctrine as they oversee and shepherd the flock of God, which he bought with his own blood. It is a marvelous thing to be a Christian, someone who has been purchased by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have been purchased to be purchasers. Sometimes I hear people say, we're redeeming this, or we're redeeming that, redeeming everything. There's ordinarily a problem with the way they're talking, because they're talking about redeeming things in terms that only God, only the Lord Jesus, who is the one who makes all things new, is the one who redeems those things. But you and I are told to purchase something. In this passage, Paul, as he writes to the Ephesians, tells them to redeem the time, to purchase the time. You and I are to expend a cost, and this expense, this purchase, the price that we pay in order to lay hold of time that is in the present evil age. He describes it in another way, in another place. And here he says, the days are evil, that we are to purchase time out of this age for our Redeemer, for the one who has purchased us. And we pay the price in two different ways. One is by paying attention, learning about ourselves. And the other is by paying attention, learning about what the Lord says about himself and what we are to do. Scriptures principally teach what man is to believe concerning God and what duty God requires of man. So the first way we purchase our time is by walking circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. The idea behind the word that's translated circumspectly here is with awareness, especially in this particular case, awareness of ourselves, that we would be continually understanding, evaluating, considering ourselves and how we are doing according to the Word of God. Walking circumspectly means being thoughtful, not just going on our way and whatever seems best at the moment, but taking the time to hold the light of Scripture upon what we have been doing and how we have been living, and to be aware, to use that mirror that James chapter 1 talks about, and not going away, forgetting what we look like, but then putting into action what the Lord says to do. But one part of what God has given us His Word for is so that we can be reflective about, that we can reflect upon how we have been doing. To live that way is to know that you live before the face of God, to know that your heart is deceitful. You do not, by yourself, automatically know how you are doing. We all assume that we are doing well. If you don't think you assume that, just wait until somebody tells you that you are not doing well, and see how your spirit, the reflex of your spirit against that. So there's one way that we purchase time, by being aware of the circumstances, but here the word is, especially with respect to ourselves, understanding both the day that we live in, but especially understanding ourselves in light of the Word of God. The second way we purchase the time is by studying to know what the Lord wants. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. In other words, wisdom is not merely skill, but submission. Wisdom is not merely skill, but submission. I think too often we think of wisdom as something that is impersonal. It is the right way of thinking about and doing something. But here, wisdom is submission to how the Lord says to think, obedience to what the Lord says to do. So it is skill, but it is the skill of submitting to our master. The fool is not, first of all, the one who doesn't know the best stuff to do or how to do it. The fool is the one who says in his heart, there is no God. That's why wisdom begins not by figuring out what to do and how to do it. Wisdom begins by knowing yourself to be someone else's creature. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So biblical wisdom is very personal. It is skill, but it is not so much skill as it is submission. Submission to Him, learning from His Word what He wants, and putting it into action. That is the skill of wisdom. So you and I are purchased. It's a marvelous purchase. The blood of God Himself, God the Son, was spilled and spent to buy Jacob's, those who in and of ourselves had forfeited all value whatsoever. And yet He determined and decided to value us at the price of His blood. We were marred, not gold, silver, and precious stones, and even worse, Dave, than Federal Reserve notes. There's inherent value. Gold, silver, and precious stones have inherent value, and there's assigned value, and a lot of people are assigning a great deal of value to promises from the government. But we who had compromised and given up our inherent value, the Lord assigned to us the value of the blood of His Son. And now it is for him who has done that that he says, purchase your time. Use your word to be aware of how you are thinking, how you are living, the choices you are making, and use his word to be aware of what he wants you to do and make those things match. And that's how we purchase time in an age in which this makes us foreigners. It is the age to come in which we will all be the purchased purchasers. In this age, you stick out like a sore thumb, like light and salt. And coming out of the previous passage, verses 8 through 14, desiring that those who are light and belong to the age of light would be used by God to expose many who are still darkness in the process of his making them light. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for giving us the privilege of going out to purchase, to procure time that you have given us in the present evil age. And we pray that you would make us wise, that you would make us skillful in submission, that you would help us by your word to know our deceitful hearts, and that you would grant to us by your word to follow your will, what you say. Give us understanding as we move through the scripture. Grant that your spirit would keep in our minds and hearts what we have seen and heard from other parts of your scripture, so that we grow in this ability to purchase the time. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen.